So, in the second verse, he begins with the word ataha. Ataha means therefore. Ataha vakshyami, therefore I am going to teach. I am going to speak to you now, I am going to teach now. What am I going to teach? I am going to teach you the reality, which is non-dual. This non-dual reality, the truth, which is distinct from the cause and the effect, which is neither the cause nor the effect, and which is not subject to any change, nirvikaram, which is of the nature of changelessness, and which is of the nature of timelessness, and which is not the cause of anything, which is not the cause of anything which has just come, and all these things which seem to be coming into existence, all these things which seem to be coming into existence, no? Jayamanam. All that is which is being come, it seems, isn't it? It seems as though it's all coming. Really speaking, it's only a myth, it is not a fact. So this he is going to say now. Now what is there now? Suppose what is here now? We have two things. One is Jivaha. Another is Jagat. Jivaha, Jagat. The two things. Jivaha, Jagat. So Atma did not create the Jiva. Atma, the Turiya Chaitanyam, the truth. I'm using the word truth repeatedly today. I'm not using any other word here. The reality or the truth did not create the Jiva, is not the creator of the Jiva. The reality did not create the Jagat also. Jivaha is a Chetana Amshaha, the conscious principle. Jagat is inert principle. So the truth did not create the Jiva, nor did the truth create the Jagat. Jiva is what now? The experiencer is Jiva. The experienced is the Jagat. Therefore, the Jivaha, the truth did not create the Jiva or the Jagat. What is Jiva? Jiva is only the nothing but the name given to what? The consciousness manifest in individual body mind complex. So what is the Jagat? It is the manifestation of the cause, the matter, isn't it? Which means, when you say the whole Jagat is the manifestation of the matter, it has come into existence from the matter, matter is the cause. So universe is what? The modified form of the matter is the universe. Matter modified is the universe. Universe resolved is the matter. So the universe is material product. Jagat, isn't it? Therefore, the truth, the reality, the consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, did not create the Jagat, inert universe, nor did the truth create the Jivaha. Therefore, na kinchit, but you see, there's continuous, there's a birth of Jivas. No? There's birth of Jivas. There's a birth of, we see that, which means all these which keep coming into existence, it is only seeming appearance. No? Really speaking, it is not really, it is not a fact. It's not a fact means it's a myth means. Which means the truth is not the creator. Truth did not create anything. When the truth did not create anything, truth did not Truth is not the cause of anything. Nothing has come into existence from the truth means truth is not the cause. That from which everything comes into existence is the cause. But truth, nothing has come into existence from the truth means truth is not the cause. That's what he established in the second verse, isn't it? Therefore, truth is not the cause means truth is distinct from the cause and effect. Therefore, it is not subject to change. Therefore, it is not timeless. He said time bound. Therefore, it is timeless. It is non-dual. Now, he is going to start the next thing. And how does Gaudapada Acharya establish this? Now only we have only two things, Jiva and Jagat. Both are not products of the truth. We have understood that. Now he is going to from the third verse onwards until the 30th verse. Gaudapada Acharya is going to establish truth, Atma, the consciousness being not the cause of the Jivaha. Atma, the consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam being not the cause of the universe also. Which means, there is no creation at all, he is going to say. Jiva is not created. Jagat also is not created. Therefore, Jagat, understand, it's not created. The Srishti is negated. The creation is negated. How does he negate the creation? The negation of creation is called negation of the creation of the Jivaha is called what? Jiva Srishti Nishedaha. Jiva Srishti Nishedaha means negation of the creation of the Jiva. What is Jivaha? A conscious. Chetana Amshaha. Chetana Amshaha means conscious principle. I'm not talking about consciousness. Okay? I'm just saying a conscious principle. A Chetana Amshaha. A conscious aspect. A conscious aspect. Chetana Amshaha called Jivaha is also not created. The inert material universe, the inert universe also is not created. It's called Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. Negation of the creation of the conscious aspect or principle called Jiva. And there's also negation of the inert universe called, what now? Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. It's a Jiva Srishti Nishedaha, Jagat Srishti Nishedaha. Nishedaha means negation. Negation of creation, of Jiva and the universe. And the universe. It's clear now. One is Achetana Amshaha or Jada Amshaha. Universe is what? Inert. Universe which is of the nature of inertness. The inert universe and the conscious aspect called Jiva. The inert aspect called the universe. Both are not created. There is a negation of the creation of both. So initially what he does, third karika onwards till the 30th karika he's going to present the whole teaching, negation of this. There's no creation of the Jiva or the Jagat, which means establishing that, he's going to say truth is not the karanam. Truth is not the cause of Jiva or the creation, the universe. So for which he uses the logic, reasoning. So logically, through reasoning, he is going to establish the negation of the creation of the Jiva. Not one Jiva, I said many Jivas, we talk about many Jivas, because all of us are Jivas here. So then, thereafter, what happened? Again, he is going to negate. Then logically, through reasoning, he is going to negate the creation of the inert universe also. First he negates both logically, then he uses the Shruti. He negates the Jiva Srishti and Jagat Srishti with the help of the Shruti, support of the Shruti. Therefore, Shrutya, then, sorry, first Yuktya, later on Shrutya. Yuktihi, reasoning. Shrutihi, the scripture. With the support of the scripture, the Shruti, Gurupa Acharya is going to show, he is going to negate the Jiva Srishti and the Jagat Srishti. Before that, using reasoning, no? Logically he is going to negate Jiva Srishti and Jagat Srishti. Therefore, in four stages, he is going to establish that how nothing has come into existence from the truth, how truth is not the cause. Therefore, how truth is distinct from the cause. That truth which is distinct from the cause, therefore which is distinct from the effect also, is you. Atma Chaitanyam, which is you, he is going to say. Now, if I understand, I can say now. See, the verse number third, okay? Third Karika onwards, till the ninth Karika. So you can say how many verses? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7 Karikas. He discusses only the negation of the creation of the jivas. Yes, you're going to do that. You will understand that first of all, now we all have a problem, no? I am created. I have been created by the Lord. I have been pushed into this world by the Lord. Now I am suffering. God makes me suffer. And God grabs my beloved's life away. So, and then also what now? Therefore, makes my life miserable. Oh, complaining about the God, that God has created me, God makes me suffer, and God will protect me, and God does not listen to my prayers, he has no ears also. All these complaints will resolve when you understand this fact. What is the fact? God has not created me. Isn't it? So God has not created the jivas. This jiva, you'll understand? Logically you'll understand from Karika number 3 to 9. It's the first topic, isn't it? What the first topic? The negation of the creation of the jivas. The logical presentation is there. Okay? Verse number 3 to 9. Then, the 10th Karika. The 10th Karika is going to negate, logically negate, the creation of the universe. So negation of the creation of the universe is a second topic discussed in the Karika number 10. Creation of the world, okay. Then again, then 5, 4 Karikas, 11, 12, 13, 14, 11th to 14th. he is going to, again he is going to present the negation of the creation of jivas with the help of Shruti. Shruti. Support of the scripture. First reasoning, then the scripture. Then from now you know you can make out the rest of the verses, no? From 15th to 30th. That is the 15th to 30th in all these karikas with the support of the Shruti. This, now he's going to show how there is no creation of the Jagat. So, when Jagat, the negation of the creation of the universe is presented with the support of the scripture from verse number 15 to 30th. Now you will ask me the question, in Taittiriya Upanishad you talked about Karana Karya Prakriya. Isn't it? There's a prakriya. That is why you have to understand prakriya as the method of unfoldment should be understood correctly. There is a karnakarya sambandha. Even karnakarya sambandha is not there. This is a little misconception. But you be, that's why be with the Gaudapada Acharya ji. And then we will go. Even yesterday also I said in the class, I think. We have to hold on to the teacher's finger, like the how we'll all hold on to here the Acharya. Like how the child has to hold on to mother's finger when she's taken out in the busy market. So you won't get lost anywhere. Come back home safe. Similarly, you will also what now? Hold on to the teacher. And without asking anything, just be, then you will come back home. You will arrive at the fact. Is it clear now? This is how the teaching is going to be presented. Why is he talking, why is he presenting the negation of the creation of the jivas and the negation of the creation of the Jagat? Just to say, truth is not the cause. First he will say, isn't it? What is the cause from which the Jagat has come into existence? Thereby he will say, what? No, there is no creation. Then he will say, what? Therefore, truth is neither the nor the cause from which everything has come into existence, is that he is going to establish. In four stages. Now, next thing you have to understand is, okay, in four stages, how is he going to establish that? And initially, he takes the illustration, example of the Akashaha space. He takes the, what is the first topic discussed? Negation of the Jiva Srishti, creation of the Jivas, logically, isn't it? Therefore, the example, he takes the space as the example. Akashaha is taken as for example. How he is using this Akasha, the space as an example? Okay, that we'll see in the third verse. Atma hya kasha vajjivaihi.
Atma hya kasha vajjivaihi.
Ghata kashairi voditaha.
Ghata kashairi voditaha.
Ghata di vachya sanghataihi.
Ghata di vachya sanghataihi.
Jata vetanni darshanam.
Jata vetanni darshanam.
Atma hi akashavat. Atma. What is Atma? The Turiya Chaitanyam. Turiya Chaitanya means what now? The pure consciousness, which is like the fourth person, which is not the fourth, which is like the fourth, who is distinctly obtaining in all the three states of experience, is what? The consciousness, and which is, which is the innermost, indestructible, eternal, independent, all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, the truth, that consciousness, Atma, is what now? Akashavat is like this space. Vat means like. Akashavat means what now? Like this space. Don't say Atma is the space, okay? Atma is not the space, but Atma is like this space. Like this space means immediately what should come to your mind? Space is one. Secondless. Secondless means what? There's no second space. Similar. Isn't it? Space is one, secondless. And the three space is indivisible, divisionless, partless, whole. Isn't it? That's why like I'm saying, Atma is subtler than space. Because for us, what is available only you have to take. Isn't it? Example. That's why it's only example. Analogy here. So Atma is like this space. Atma Akashavat. Okay. If Atma is like the Akasha, what about the Akasha? My mantra goes and stuck somewhere. He says, Akashavat Jeevaihi Ghatakashaihi Iva Uditaha. Akashavat Atma. This Atma, which is one indivisible, divisionless, partless whole. Ghatakashaihi Iva. Ghatakashaihi Iva Uditaha. Jivaihi Uditaha. This one indivisible partless whole, the Atma, which is like the space alone, which has become like, Uditaha means, which has become manifest, isn't it? As many jivas. Many jivas, Jivaihi Uditaha. Like what? Like Ghata Akashaihi. Ghata Akashaihi Iva. Ghata Akashaha means what? Pot space. Is it? It's called Ghatak. What is pot space? The pot space is nothing but space enclosed by a given form called Ghataha is what? Called Ghata Akashaha. It can be Griha Akashaha. It can be pot, the tank Akasha. It can be anything, isn't it? The name is what? Akasha gets the name of the form of the enclosure, isn't it? Therefore, Ghata Akasha means the space enclosed by the pot form is called Ghata Akasha. But now you can understand, Ghata Akasha, now in keeping with the number of pots, there will be so many Ghata Akashas. There will be so many pot spaces. In fact, the word spaces, the plural word itself is wrong. But still, in expression, we use this. There are many, many room spaces. Why? The rooms are many, houses are many, the pots are many, the enclosures, the occupying the space are many. Therefore, what in keeping with the number of enclosures, in keeping with the number of forms, in keeping with the, occupying things, we say what now? So many spaces. Now, the house space, has it been created? House space, has it been created? The house space has not yet been created, which is already there. Now, what is the house? That which houses is the house. Now, who is the one who, what is it which is housing? Is a space housing? What is house? In fact, it is the space which houses. Know that? The walls themselves stand in space. The four walls, it called, what is house here? Is space is the house or walls are the house?
Space.
If the walls stand in space, we call it a house. Really speaking, the house is space. What about the well? No, well. We dig the space already there. Remove the mud. We say what now? We are digging well. We are creating well. We are building a house. Really speaking, we are not creating here. The space is already there. And if the mud is removed, it gets the name. A given space occupied by, you know, enclosed by a given form called well is called, gets the name well. Therefore, just as the space obtaining in different spots are as though created, really they are not created. Isn't it? There is no spot space is not created. The space is already there. Only the name is given, attributed to the space. The nameless space is attributed to the name because of the form, the enclosure. The enclosure's name becomes the name of the space. Pot space. Understand? Now, the pot space itself is not that. It's only space. But when you see the space as pot space being enclosed by this pot, because it is enclosed, you give the name pot space, isn't it? Once you give the pot space name, and the birth of the pot is taken to be the birth of pot space. It's called what now? First dosha. We are going to see the defects now. What are all the mistakes we make? Creation, utpattihi, pot of this space, the birth of the pot is taken to be the birth of the pot space. There is no pot space. Even if you call it a pot space, you can say what now? Pot space is nothing but the space which is already there, which is not created. If you say, okay. We don't say that. Therefore, what now? That birth is jananam. Jayate jananam is what is an attribute belonging to the pot, is superimposed upon the space. It's clear? The first, utpatti. Once you talk about utpatti, the birth, the creation, okay? Oh, now you have what a pot space has been created. The creation of the pot becomes the creation of the pot space, which is number one, error. Then, the pot is destroyed. Pot somehow breaks. When the pot breaks, pot space is also broken. Pot space is not there anymore. It's only space. Pot space is not there. Why? Pot is gone. Therefore, the destruction of the pot is superimposed upon what now? The space. Because pot space means, what happened to pot space? Pot breaks, space remains as the space. What happened when the space pot came into existence? Pot continued to be there as pot. You attributed the name to the space as pot space. And the pot broke. Space continues to be there. But you say pot space gone is no more there. Which means the nashaha. First utpatti, the nash, the destruction, the change, isn't it? Which belongs to, which happens in the pot of the space is attribute to this space. The pot's attribute is, now, is given to what now? Superimposed upon this space. It is second error. Creation and destruction. Okay, we have to see the five different doshas. So, we will understand it very clearly here. It's not a problem. Then, we have to see one more thing very clearly. You know, we are clear. There are a few more things we have to see. Let me see whether we can do at least some of them. Gatadi vatcha sanghatehi jatau yetad nidarshanam. Not only that, suppose now the pot gets slowly, the pot starts decaying. Pot, now, whatever the problem happens to the pot becomes as a whole, you know. Any problem that the doshas, the defects of the pot becomes dirty. The pot is dirty means we see the pot space is dirty. So impurity belonging to the pot is mistaken to be the impurity of the space. Dosha, isn't it? Therefore, the defect of the pot is attributed to the defect of the, to the space. There's a superimposition of the defect. So, first utpatti, then nasha, then dosha. This is defect. The superimposition of the defects of the pot. The dosha. Then we have another thing also here. Not only this dosha, we can say, suppose whatever is the form which is there. Suppose house is there. There's a house space means what? The form of the house becomes the space of the house. Isn't it? It is an attribute. So, visesha. Visesha, first we saw defect. Now, we say visesha means, suppose the house is square. Well is round. You know, something is rectangle. The space, needle hole. So needle hole is one size, pot is another size, different type, the sizes of the shapes also of things, containers. So the attributes of the viseshas, the square, rectangle or round, suppose big square tank. So all attributes. So all these gunas of the first dosha visa. The impurity is a dosha. Now here guna. Guna means what? Now visesha. Suppose round shape or the square shape or the rectangle shape or any shape or a needle size. All these gunas belonging to the pots or the enclosures or the containers is attributed to or superimposed upon the content space. Is it clear now? So, guna. It's called a visesha. So all is all what a supreme, what all you are superimposing upon the space. The viseshas, the attributes belonging to the pot, the objects, enclosures, are superimposed upon the space. The defect of the objects also superimposed upon the space. The destruction of the pot is again superimposed upon the space. The birth of the pot is superimposed upon the space. So we can say here srishti, jan srishti, the utpattihi, or nashaha, or doshaha, or viseshaha, gunam, gunaha, all are attributed. So not only this we say, the dosha, etc. This is how all these, actually speaking, the it is no connection or whatsoever. What connection does the space have with any object existing in the space? What connection does it have? For a thing to have this connection with something, relationship with something, either it must be a cause or it must be an effect, isn't it? Karana karya sambandha. That is why in India we say when there is no connection at all between two families and the girl is somebody's daughter completely unknown, the boy is somebody completely unknown, and this boy and girl get married and we say sambandha. Until the marriage there is no connection between two families. My God, the marriage, you know, created the connection between two families. The sambandha. That's why marriage, they use the term sambandha, connection. Sambandham pesiyacha. They use expression like this. Which means, have you decided to have, you know, decided to have this connection with this family. That's the meaning. Which means once marriage means finished. Whether you like it or not, you are connected to that family. Oh, not good family, what do we have? We didn't know. People later on, they regret also. That's okay. Once finished means that's why we have to accept it. Sambandha. Doesn't matter who it is, isn't it? Sambandha means, bandha itself is, isn't it, connection. Sambandha means, isn't it, inseparable connection is sambandha. Samyak bandha, isn't it? Inseparable connection. That's why marriage is called inseparable connection. Some friendship means can leave, isn't it? Marriage means inseparable connection. Unless one person goes up. Inseparable connection. And also between families also. Even the people are there or not, between the families is connection is what? Whether you like that girl, that family's girl and this family's boy, means these two families, through the marriage of these two children, the two daughters, I mean, I say children, don't mistake me, okay? Not children, I mean, the marriageable, boy and girl, when they marriage means what? Sambandha means inseparable connection between two families. Sammekbandha. Like stuck with the glue. Isn't it? Sambandha. Which means inseparable connection is sambandha. Which means there must be karyam or karanam. Only then connection is possible. Now tell me, what connection does the space have with the pot? Is the space created by the pot? Is it an effect of the pot, or is pot the product of space? Space is neither the cause of the pot nor is it the effect of the pot. What is space now? Space is not the part of this pot, nor is the product of the pot, not even the property of the pot. Not the pot, not the product, not the property of the pot. But space, what is a space? Pervades the pot in and through externally, in outside and inside. But space is not limited by the boundaries of the space, the pot. It goes beyond the pot. Is it clear now? Space is not part of this part or a product or the property of the space. It pervades the space in and through. But it is not limited by the boundaries of the pot. And space goes beyond the pot means what? Space has no connection, no sambandha. But what do? We connect the, we think. Because we say, when you say birth of the pot is taken to be the birth of the pot space, first of all you have to understand there is no such a thing called pot space at all. There is only space. The space gets the temporary name as a pot space being enclosed by the pot. So the birth of the pot, when the pot is brought in there, pot space also as though brought in, created. When the pot is destroyed, as though the space, pot space is gone. Pot space is not there. We start with death of this pot space. A pot space does not die, does not have death. The pots, you know, doshas do not become the dosha of the defect of the space, pot space. First, pot stinks. Sometimes, the old pot we put in India, we do all those things. That's why we don't know all those things. In India, we always hoard things, okay? And you know, there are certain big houses we keep somewhere. Something we have some use, you know. Even here, I do that sometimes. I don't put the pots, but all polythene bags, Nina brings and dumps here. For to rubbish. Like that, we always keep some old pots and things. In the long run, you know, some water would have gone inside, not much, little, some dust and other, so slowly it will stink. And does pot space stink? Therefore, pot is dosha, isn't it? Therefore, the dosha belonging to the pot is taken to be dosha of the space, pot space, not the space, pot space. You know, this space is, this, how is this? It's a rectangular space. Rectangular means what? Space has no shape, isn't it? Therefore, what, all the attributes of the container, the container's shape is attributed to the content of the space. It's called visesha. Visesha, superimposition of the viseshas, gunas. The last one I said, sambandha. Karyakarana sambandha. Pot and the pot space. What connection, sambandha, does the pot space have with the pot? Nothing. For it to be the inseparable connection means it must be the cause or it must be the effect. A space is neither the cause of the pot nor is it the effect of the pot. Isn't it? Pot space. You know, sambandha. Pot is free from all these defects, all these attributes of the pot. Birth, death, okay, then defects, then the attributes, form, in terms of form, color, shape, etc. and also what? Connections. Free from sambandha, free from relationship and connections, free from attributes, free from defects, free from death, free from birth. Free. What is free? Part space is free. Why? Because there is no part space at all. There is only space. But what do? The 5 points you have to remember. Okay? What in Sanskrit? The names? Okay. Utpatti or Jananam. Then Maranam. Nashaha, death. Then Doshaha. Then Gunaha or Viseshaha. Then Sambandaha. That's the Sambandha. Sambandha means Karyakarna only. Karyakarna Sambandha. Isn't it? Karyakarna Sambandha. So as parents, the Sambandha with the children as cause. As children, Sambandha with your parents as effects, isn't it? Sambandha, connection. But here, no such connection. Between clay and pot, there's connection. Between space and pot, the pot space and the pot, there is no connection. So, the space is free from all these attributes. The space is of the nature of attributelessness. So, is it clear? This is how. So, now I have given you, just I have introduced the teaching today. All this time, I have taken only to introduce. We will see the, we will continue from the third verse next class. We should not forget in this context. We are all spiritual aspirants seeking knowledge, which itself is freedom, and knowing that freedom is already there. Therefore, this knowledge itself is discovery of the freedom. And for which discovery of the freedom implies what? Implies understanding the truth being the self. Which is the truth, which is truth is free from everything, limitations. And the truth being the self has to be understood. Therefore, we need to know now the truth is not the cause. Truth being not an object, truth being the self has to be understood. If truth is not an object, if truth is the self, not an object, but the way subject means, the cause also is object of knowledge, effect also is object of knowledge. Understand? But for us, that cause is a mystery. What do? We leave the effect, we go in search of the truth, the cause as the truth. So don't search for the truth in the cause, or as the cause of the universe. Search for the truth as something which is distinct from the cause and the effect. Then you'll arrive at the truth as truth not as an object, but as the very truth of the subject. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.